This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ryan Castle coming up, and we will once again sit and spin. Actually, Ryan's in his studio basement dungeon there. And from the golden age of what they call pop rock radio hits, which was in the 90s and early 2000s, today we get the 10 greatest minivan rock songs of all times. Right after emails on our question, what did you used to own? 844-999-OLA.
We had a guy that just called in, shot in the eye with a BB at age 10, and just, he hasn't had use of it since then. Someone says Michael Bisping ended up being a UFC champion. He had one eye. And so think about boxing without being able to see from one side of your face.
Bisping only has one eye?
Apparently. That's what this guy says. I don't know.
I watched him fight a bunch of times.
Apparently he's real good.
Oh, yeah. He had a belt for a while.
That would do it. Someone else says, my dad has one good leg. I have no good eyes. I'd take a bum leg for eyes in a heartbeat.
Huh. Okay. All right. We go to, I believe this is somewhere in North Carolina. Brandon Hall was spending Saturday with a family on their pontoon boat on lovely Lake Hickory. The boat was near the I-27 bridge when he looked to see a second boat coming up very quickly behind him. The thing was flying. When it got closer, I figured the pilot couldn't see us for whatever reason, so I started screaming at my dad, just pointing behind us. This, according to the son that was on the boat, we veer off to the left at the last second, and the boat scrapes our starboard side and keeps on going. I realized there's no one in that boat. It is a runaway boat. And you know those pontoon boats, the kind that you would rent kind of in a way if you were to go on one of those lake vacations. Or
sure, man, I was on them all last summer.
Take a leisurely stroll out there. Well, either way, the boat then ran aground, launched through the air, and into a home on the lake.
Jeez, man.
Wow.
Yes. Eric Gleason, a wildlife enforcement officer, said no one was injured in the accident. It was a miracle in every sense of the word that no one was killed or even hurt. And the pontoon saw minimal damage as well. Gleason said the boat that crashed likely had the engine totaled and the hull totaled, and he was unsure of the estimated amount of damage then to the home. Basically, what happened was the driver of the boat was going at a high rate of speed.
All right.
He was not wearing a life jacket, and he popped up and flipped out.
Oh, no.
The boat continued on. The driver, not wearing a life jacket and did not have an emergency kill switch attached once he fell out of the boat. It is not a state law to have a kill switch. It is highly recommended. The driver of the boat was not charged in the accident. However, the boat and the motor were completely totaled.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
what about the owner of the house, man?
Well, that's that damage is to be assessed as well.
How far away was the house from the lake?
It was a good long way. I mean, if you see how far,
hey, it's hard to get a pontoon boat going that fast.
I mean, look where the boat is. I mean, that's how fast that thing was going. It went all the way up that yard. There's the boat and into the home.
Yeah, you would think you're at a safe distance,
which is pretty insane.
Do they have a different version of pontoon boat?
That's not the boat that boat hit was a pontoon
boat. I'm like, how did they go that fast?
So the boat was coming at the pontoon boat. They got out of the way just in time. That boat continued on and then totaled and smashed into a house.
This is a horrible story, but when I lived in Rochester, we lived very close to Lake Ontario. It was maybe 200 yards behind the house, but we kind of lived in the woods, so you couldn't see it. And there were three houses behind our house that, again, you couldn't see, but they were right on the lake. And the way the landscape worked out, if you veered, they had like a long dirt driveway. If you went to the right, there was a house that was on the lake. If you went to the left, it elevated. And this couple, older couple, retired, whatever, their house ended up being maybe 40 feet above the lake. And then it's just kind of this sheer drop. There's some rocks, and there's wonderful Lake Ontario. So there's real old but very nice couple. And I'm back there with my parents and my brother, and we're all sitting down at their picnic table, and the husband is mowing the lawn on a riding mower. And the angle I'm sitting, I'm facing the lake, and we're maybe 20 yards away from him. And he's on the riding mower. He knows we're there, and he waves. He's just a nice guy. And he keeps going back and forth in the yard. So the whole time we're talking, and I glance up at this dude, and as he turns to do the edge of the lawn, I just see this thing slow. It just tipped over, and he disappeared. He went over the edge, man. He went off the edge of his, and this dude, probably 75 then, is best. I mean, when you're a kid, everyone's old, but he was like old, so I'm going to guess, yeah, like 75, 80 years old. Just disappeared. I remember seeing this, and my parents are talking, the adults are laughing, and like, I'm trying to open my mouth, and it's one of those things where they realize I'm just pointing, and my mouth's hanging open, and you can see everyone had come to the realization, like, A, there's no more noise that has been here the whole time, right? This background noise. B, where the Mr. Sharan, something like that. Where the hell is he? And then the woman, like, where's my husband? I keep pointing. We all run over, and he managed to survive. He broke a lot of stuff.
Right.
But, dude, you looked over the edge, and it's just, there's a mower, and up to the, but you see the bottom of the mower, and then you kind of see these arms and legs sprawled out. And we thought he was dead, but he did survive. But anyway, that boat story makes me think of that.
Yeah. I told you, my buddy, man, and don't worry, this story ends well.
Does it?
Yes. Yeah. But my buddy, he's at his brother's house. They go inside. Same thing you always hear about children, right? There's a fence around the pool. It's open, whatever. He goes out, and his son's at the bottom of the pool, right?
Oh, damn.
So he survives and everything. But he's so little when it happens, he's like, that, like, as he got older, like, you'd be at the dinner table, and he'd be like, Uncle Teddy, you know I almost died. They're like, I died once, and they brought me back to life. Like, dude, you
yeah,
like,
I, yeah.
I'm so heavy. Right? But he's just a little kid, so he had no recollection. But he would just bring it up, and it's like, can you stop saying that?
There's
bring
something.
That everybody out.
There's things you don't even want to tell the kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that kid only knows the story because you told him. My daughter, when she was real young, and we lost the kid for a while, and it's weird. She couldn't quite crawl, but she's getting to that point. She could roll a little bit. Thing about kids, they don't really use both legs at once when they're that small, so everything they do ends up becoming like a really big circle. So she had been in the living room near the coffee table. I swear to God, I was in the kitchen for 45 seconds, like a glass of water or whatever. Walk back, kid's gone. I mean, just gone, man. And I know she can't walk. She can't even crawl. And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I'm like, you freak out. Like, the hell is the kid, man? Like, where is the kid? They can't walk. And we're looking everywhere. Can't find her. Realize she rolled her ass under the sofa. So we realized she's fine, but you realize that she'd rolled under the sofa, and I'm like, all right, cool. I felt bad. I reach and I pull her out. You don't realize how many dust bunnies you have under your sofa. Mm-hmm. And so all of them attached to your child. And I'm like, I look like a really bad parent. Well, I couldn't find you for like 10 minutes. And then when I do, you are covered in everything that was under the sofa. Yeah. And we had a dog at the time, to put it in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Thing though, as far as what I'm burned out the most that I had to get rid of, I didn't really have to get rid of it, but I kind of felt the need to, was I sold my big green egg at the beginning of the summer season.
When?
I sold it like
summer?
2 months ago. Yeah. No, this summer. I just got rid of it.
Really?
Yeah. I decided.
You loved that thing. You were always going on about it.
I did love that thing, but it was a lot of maintenance to get it going, and it was really one of those things where if you just wanted to go and throw a couple of hot dogs out there, it takes about an hour and 15 minutes to get the coals going.
Right. And the big green egg is for smoking stuff.
It is. And one of those, and you know, like people have all these different kinds of thermometers they use and all this different stuff. And for me, I'm not the master smoker that, say, Ryan Castle is, who's coming up to sit and spin. One thing about smoking is that anything you're doing, you have to be on top of it the entire time. So if you have an 8-hour project, it probably doesn't serve you any good to leave said smoker.
Sure.
So for an example, I'd like put like a pork butt on or a chicken or something like that. You're supposed to be at about 225 degrees somewhere in that vicinity. Well, I would run to Fred Meyer real quick to pick something up. While I'm there, one of the bigger coals would catch fire, and the temperature would shoot up to like 375
degrees.
And I'm screwed. So basically, I wasn't good at that. and I couldn't take it anymore, so I sold it to my buddy for $200, and he's absolutely cooking the living hell out of everything.
That's it.
Well, it was,
you almost got me to buy a Green Egg.
Where would you smoke? Just in that little front part?
No, you smoke on the top of it. So basically,
no, he means
physically at your place.
Oh, I smoked in front. And that's another thing, man. When you lit that thing on fire, the entire block was filled with smoke. It looked like my house was.
Yeah, you got to have a good, like,
you need an area.
You need a backyard. You do not live in the place for that.
Yeah. I do not. No, exactly. But
I know, somebody got on me, like, why don't you just get a little Traeger?
I'm like, charcoal. And I'm like, no, man, I'm not. I can't do it anymore. So
yeah.
I feel like an idiot because I was like, I bought this thing. It's going to be my lifelong grill. I'm going to have this grill forever. I will never have to buy another grill in my lifetime.
I remember you bragging about that.
And it was great. I mean, trust me, the thing got up to 700 degrees. So if you wanted to cook a steak on it or something, I could grill on it. I wasn't necessarily the best smoker on it. So I went to Weber Gas.
That's why I always kind of a little bit picky about the term barbecue. Like often you go to a cookout. Barbecue's low and slow, and Traegers have helped a lot. It's much quicker, but like I have a buddy, Sal, he just does it old school way, and like you got to start it like basically in the middle of the night, and then you got to get up and check the temperature all the time. Like it is a process.
That's what I'm saying. And I didn't have that time to be able to just sit around all for 12 hours, you know, start it at 4 o'clock in the morning and then what, you know?
Yeah, that's why I would say the Traegers, again, they are great, man.
The people that barbecue, man, like that is their thing. My uncle barbecues, and this dude, he barbecues so much, and he's in Texas, right? So if I were to call him today and say, hey, man, I need however many pounds of ribs, I need brisket, like, he gets the dry ice, he ships it up to all this, he'll overnight it, all this stuff, has cooking instructions. Look, it ain't free, but he will do it for you. But every time I go to Texas, and this is without fail from the time I've been a child up until now, when I go to his house, his wife is inside, and you look out back, and dude, it's like picture King of the Hill, but make King of the Hill black, give him an afro and a goatee.
And no propane.
No propane and a grill. And man just stands there with a beer and just does bar. I mean, all day.
Is it smoking or is it grilling?
Both.
Okay. I mean, that's the thing. Like, what is it? Because barbecue to me in Texas seems like one of those things that if you smoke a brisket for 12 or 15 hours.
Yeah, but he, like, well, physically, for 12 or 15 hours, like, you can leave, but, and to talk to him, hey, what you got in there? Maybe we got some brisket going in there, boy. What did he say? We have some brisket going on in there. That's what he said.
He's probably got multiple stuff going. He's probably always got the brisket on one side, and then, like, you know what I mean? You can always cook ribs.
He's the one who introduced me to boudin. And now, listen, boudin is this delicious sausage that's kind of wrapped in rice, whatever. The problem is the way my uncle talks, you know, you have to drop everything to say it. So when he said boudin, I asked him like seven times if he was saying boudin, because I'd never heard boudin. And, you know, in Texas, boudin might be a sound effect for, like, you got punched in the face. I hit him in the face. I'm like, boudin, right? So, Steve, that's my name, Steve. So, yeah. Everybody, boudin. I'm like, boudin, boudin. Are you saying boudin, boudin? Boudin, that's what's called boudin. You ever got boudin? Boudin? Yeah, boudin. So, finally, I'm just like, no. Then he gave me some delicious.
I told you. First time I had it was Louisiana.
Never had a boudin ball?
Yeah.
What are you guys saying?
You don't know.
Right, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Brian Castle joining us momentarily from his studio basement dungeon type scenario. Once again, we will sit and spin from the golden age of pop rock radio hits today. It is the top 10 greatest minivan rock songs of all times. Coming up with Ryan Castle. First time for a few emails from The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Hello, Michelle's birthday request. Weston was born this morning at 7 a.m. and will be the newest addition for our friends Dan and Ashley. How about a little kid fish sandwich followed by the Disney characters talking about an 8 a.m. birth? There is no way that that was a very restful night. Thanks, guys. That from Nathan and Holly.
Fish sandwich.
Well, guys, there's nothing wrong with an 8 a.m. birth. Sure, you're up all night, but now that the baby's here, you'll be up all night, every night, for the first 3 years of your life. And frankly, I don't want to hear it, because we give birth to litters. 12 little mouths to feed yapping at you all night.
You ever seen a bunch of mice? You want to talk about a bad childbirth? I don't even talk about the nightmare of what happened to Minnie.
Minnie has a cold order week.
Try to keep it under wraps so they stay safe.
Okay.
One of them works at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, that's a son.
Guys in Wauwabin, today my little girl turns 11 years old along with a birthday brisket. She wants Coach Ted telling her how to get hyped up for turning 11 years old. That from her dad, Brandon.
Woo! 11 years old, that's a big year. Yeah, sure. Last year you were double digits, but you're used to that now. Now you're 11. This is when you get into the big time. Usually I recommend Sprites. Not tonight, you're 11. Get a milkshake, a large one.
I thought you'd say a beer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
You're 11.
Coach Ted doesn't mind antagonizing parents, but he's not going to break the law.
But all I say is my amazing boyfriend Logan pronounced Logie Pierogi's 27th trip around the sun. Can you give him an original fish sandwich? A big old Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about his nuts and bolts. Love you. That from Amy.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, I do not think we'll be talking much about the bolts.
Yeah, Alexis, the pierogi guy, huh? I'll just heat you up a little bit and get inside your soft little pillow.
It's been a long time since I had a pierogi.
Yeah, tonight we will both be feeding on a pierogi.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody would let us know how delicious they are in this air fryer.
Want to air fry his eyes?
You cook them in the pan there, Mouse?
Oh, yeah, with
butter. If you ate them.
With
I
butter,
know, it's been
yeah,
for,
with
I'm
butter,
with you. It's
oh,
been
yeah,
forever.
Yeah.
What's it, Mrs. Cheese?
Hello, Michelle. My name is Kelly, and today is my 29th trip around the sun. If possible, I'd like a shout-out with the dirtiest of Germans and an owl hitting the window. Thanks, guys, for all the laughs you bring during this crazy time in the world. Appreciate it.
Yeah, tonight I'm going to share my pet with you. It's called the one-eyed skin weasel.
Yeah, that weasel's so weird. Haven't seen anything. Haven't seen anything that odd since we waxed a Wookiee.
Yeah, they think he might have something wrong with his spine because he curves.
But you always want to say happy 30th to my terrible boyfriend, Alexander McPoopface McKay. Can I get an old lady fish sandwich, a Joey Chestnut, and can you please remind him his penis is too small because it's really small? Stay sexy, guys. That from Molly.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Joey Chestnut!
This one says, burn in hell, sunshine. Hola, bitches. Today is my 31st birthday, and I'm going to be walking on sunshine, like Tally, when doing the devil's dandruff later.
Damn.
Who you guys want to join? Can I get a second of cupcake and the Disney characters talking about all doing drugs at Red Festival? Thanks, bitches.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Well, I'll go to here and do drugs much and more, but that's because of that Red Festival. I've never done so much cocaine in my life. Chased my tail for 20 minutes.
You know, when you're a mouse, you get a lot of drugs at festivals because people drop them, and then I eat them, and then I left this planet for 12 hours. How do you think I came up with this stuff?
That's when he came up with Fantasia.
No kidding. Don't think that didn't happen. Guys, I'm 38 today from Puyallup. Can I get a... It says Fergie Jenkins. How about a Leroy Jenkins and a barbershop fish sandwich? Love you guys. Rock on. That from Peter.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Guys, I want to wish your help in wishing the lovely Cherry Rock, the best mother-in-law in the universe, a happy birthday. She is 57, and be cool if she heard her name. She is a fan, so how about those dirty Germans talking about knitting entangled balls of yarn? That from her in-law, Mark, daughter B, and the grandkids, Sabina, Kai, and Silas. You guys are the best, and thanks for being a beacon of positivity during these times.
Yeah, based on other people in your family, I think you know a lot about untangling knots and balls.
Yeah. So what's her name again? Cherry?
Cherry Rock.
Yeah.
Ah, see? This is Cherry Rock. I believe I paid $20 once for a dance in a club.
Yeah, because you're cherry on top.
Yeah.
She's my cherry
pie. What was the song? Yeah.
I don't know, but I believe the kids call it the OnlyFans account.
Hello, guys, and
sorry,
Robin.
Your first name is Cherry. I mean, yeah, that just sounds like a porn
she
star.
She knows, trust me.
Yeah. Right, like, I'm pretty sure I Googled a porn star named Cherry like a few days ago.
Guys, today my father, Norman, is 67 years old. Please give me your penis is too small and have Ozzie, Ted, and Shannon Sharp argue about whether American football or soccer is better. That from your creepy neighborhood ginger.
I mean, even though I play football, obviously I like soccer.
Oh, hey. 10A for Melbourne. I didn't see you going that way. I was going to give a crap about having to use your hands.
That's why I like soccer. What's wrong with soccer?
You know, in the end, mate, we could all be friends, play Australian rules footy.
Oh, Australian rules.
Yeah. Got a combination between the two.
Yeah, exactly right there, Mouse. Mm-hmm. We could be kicking balls, handling balls, throwing balls.
Sounds like my kind of party.
Get in here.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Bitches. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
There he is. We can see him. He can't see us. Ryan Castle, live from his basement dungeon-type studio. Ryan Castle, how are you?
How fortunate for me. You can see me, but I can't see you. That sounds like everyone wins.
Yes, it really is.
Almost.
What happens when you leave the camera on? Can we see everything else?
Yeah,
that happens down there.
You can see me. You can see me working down here because that's what I do during the day when I'm at home. I work.
I see.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's what I tell people too.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did that sound convincing? I hope it sounded convincing because I really wanted it to sound convincing.
We'll edit
so,
later.
Today on Sit and Spin, we're looking at minivan rock. What is minivan rock? Do you have you heard of minivan rock? Maybe you haven't heard the term minivan rock, but you have definitely heard minivan rock. This would be like the late 90s, early 2000s version of yacht rock. So you took your soft rock pop hits of the 1970s and traded in your deck shoes and margaritas for sippy cups and Cheerios between the car seats and the minivan. So it's really rather depressing.
If I'm between the ages of 30 or 40 or whatever, like, I know every one of these songs pretty much.
Dude, in your wheelhouse. These are like the user-friendly pop rock hits of the late 90s. If you turned on the radio in the late 90s, you know these songs for sure.
Uh-oh. Now, at the time when these songs came out, did we like these songs? Or was it one of those things where we went, oh, God.
I mean, define we. I mean, I certainly didn't. But
is there going to be an appearance by a friend of ours?
Which for
definitely,
I believe so. Your friend,
yes,
he has to.
Definitely
right.
It is impossible to talk about the late 90s without talking about this particular friend.
Yeah. If your friend is the friend I think you're talking about, he is one of the pinnacles of this genre of music. Minivan.
He's the owner of it.
Then these artists then have now transcended into doing winery shows. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, some of them for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, take some wine. More
than not the casino, but the winery. Yeah,
very specific. Like the winery. More than one of them have shown up on a Santana album over the years.
More than one.
I could taste the Sauvignon Blanc.
But the genre you're calling a minivan, so these are the 10 greatest minivan rock songs of all time.
10, number 10.
Yeah.
And there he is.
There's your homeboy right out of the gate.
It doesn't take long.
What did you do backstage with him? Did you drink his beer or what was going on?
Rob Thomas?
Yeah.
Well, this is when you could still hug people, so we hugged.
Uh-huh.
And then, yes, I drank his beer.
All right.
I also had a fun interaction with somebody in his band that after I talked to Rob, he looks at me and he goes, I don't know you, do I? And I was like, no. But thanks for letting me in backstage.
Let me ask you this. What kind of beer do they have backstage at a Rob Thomas show?
Oh, dude, he had some random light beer, like Ultra or Coors Light or something.
But you got to remember.
Exactly what you
think. You can't get beer at a winery around here.
Yeah.
So the idea of just even having any kind of contraband beer, man, I would go more often if they had beer.
By the way, it's supposed to be noted, Ted once also ate the trout from Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
It's what, if he goes backstage, he eats their stuff.
And drinks their beer.
These are the 10 greatest minivan rock songs of all time.
Number 9.
I want to rock.
I love this list already.
You know, I don't want to get off subject here, but every show I go to with Miles, he's like, let's go backstage and drink their beer and eat their food.
Yeah, that's what I do. part of my rule as well. Oh, Queensryche's not drinking that beer? I will.
I think John Mayer has in his deli tray.
I've never listened to this song. Yeah, John Mayer.
Ladies.
John Mayer is,
now he tours with the Dead.
Turned the corner a little bit there as far as what he's doing musically, isn't he? I mean, if you know every single Grateful Dead song, there's only 250,000 of them, and he can play any of them on a whim.
I don't think even all the members of the Grateful Dead know every single Grateful Dead song at this point.
Is he getting more ass now with Dead followers or with his old Teeny Bop days?
Oh, your body is a wonderland.
It's just different. It's larger and hairier.
Okay. Yeah. These are the 10 greatest minivan songs of all time.
Number 8.
If I could fall into the sky, do you think time would pass me by?
I do feel like I'm in a minivan. There is something about this song where I'm like, man, not only am I in a minivan, but I'm sitting in the back.
You talk up this song and you do the weather and then you nail the post with Star 101.5.
Where the Q means variety.
Who is this again?
Vanessa Carlton.
Oh, Vanessa Carlton. All right. 10 greatest minivan rock songs of all time. Songs fit and fit.
Number 7.
Better than Ezra?
No. In the wheelhouse, though, this is Vertical Horizon.
Vertical Horizon.
All right, all right.
I think I played all of this stuff on my first radio gig at, was it 101.1?
101.9.
101.9.
You don't even remember where we were.
No, because it was awful. I, honest to God, I would turn down the speakers in the studio and blast Metallica through the Q speakers, and I would tell people.
They've got a new liner package. He goes, I am so soft right now.
In Baltimore.
Yeah.
Welcome to Baltimore's ovulation station.
Because that's what we need.
10 greatest minivan rock songs of all time.
Number 6.
You could tell there was nothing catastrophic happening in the world at this time.
No, it was
You know what I mean?
It was pretty happy times.
Right. This is just like somebody bought a guitar, wrote a song, and instantly put out a single.
No pandemic.
Right. Nothing was going on.
Right. Pre 9/11. I mean, the world really, in hindsight, was pretty good back then.
I hate to say, but the worse the world is, the better the music gets. This is a reflection of easy times.
Yeah, it's pretty good about it.
It's terrible.
Everything's going all right in the world, so the music doesn't have to be that great.
Exactly.
The worst thing that was going on in the world in 2000 was Limp Bizkit.
Jesus. Brian Castle with us. These are the 10 greatest minivan rock songs of all time.
Number 5.
That's Michelle Branch, who I believe was also on a Santana album, correct?
Robin is saying yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Who hasn't been on?
All You Wanted, in case you want to download that one.
Castle, I think everyone we know has been on a Santana album. You don't even know you're there. Like, holy crap.
His face when he says that.
Yeah, you want to download that. Go right ahead. It's your money. 10 greatest minivan rock songs of all time.
Number 4.
I want to wake up where you are.
Oh, yeah.
The thrill space when you see the excitement of mine. Sorry, Avoid Ain't Goo. I loved it.
Dude, I hated this album.
Avoid Ain't Goo.
The Goo Goo Dolls.
I don't think you couldn't name an album that in 2020.
I named you call it my seed.
Almost A Boy Named Goo.
Right.
I knew it was going to be a boy when I was making love to your mom.
With that said, I also saw the Goo Goo Dolls once at a chili cook-off in D.C. walk off the stage because people kept throwing stuff at them.
Right. I've been to one of those shows, too. I was going to say, everybody's been on a Santana album, and everybody's been to a Goo Goo Dolls show where people threw quarters at the band.
I said I'm going to name him Goo, you know?
It's either that or Towel.
Do you want to name that album? What? You? No. No. That's like Spinal Tap, Smell the Glove. You can't.
These are the 10 greatest minivan rock songs of all time.
Number three.
This is the story of
I remember being angry during the late 90s. This reminds me why.
This is 2000. It makes you wish the Y2K thing was real.
I mean, I like them, but it's amazing all these songs were out before White Claws.
I know. Imagine if this came out now with the White Claws.
We're drinking Barnes and James, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's all but the wineries now. That's all they got.
Get those Jack Daniel's sippers back in the day.
Right. Mike's hard.
The genre is called minivan rock. These are the 10 greatest minivan rock songs of all time.
Number two.
Well, I mean, she married the singer from Nickelback, so she wins.
Avril Lavigne.
Correct.
Oh, I thought you would have played Skater Boy.
Sorry to let you down, Ted.
Yeah, Ryan.
I honestly had no idea who it was.
I really guess know.
Yeah, because he's not playing the hit.
I was looking around.
Guess you're just going to have to pull it up on your iTunes on your phone there, Ted.
Yeah. All right, we made it to number one. These are the 10 greatest minivan rock songs of all time.
Number one.
Lifehouse.
Sorry,
Fuel. Same difference.
Lifehouse.
I mean, come on. Lifehouse was that band that everyone confused for another band because no one remembered Lifehouse. Right. Like, is a Matchbox 20? No, man. Fuel? No, no, no. Vertical Horizon. No.
It seems like what I buy.
No, it's that garbage song they're playing on the radio all the time. Oh, yeah, Lifehouse.
It sounds like what I'd buy if I can't find the salad dressing brand I'm looking for. I'll just get this Lifehouse brand.
That's basically what they offer.
That's probably pretty good, right?
It's a great reference point.
One of the ranches.
It's the store brand.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks,
you are
so
listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up in just 7 minutes, we will drink, we will toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, in England, a new law says, quote, no person may participate in a gathering which takes place at a public or private place indoors and consists of two or more persons. And everyone quickly realized that means sex with someone who doesn't live in your household is illegal.
Where is this? Yeah, they said that.
This is in England. Ted's good.
I don't think it's going to force people to move in.
That would be
extreme.
Just remember, in most states, most sexual positions are outlawed. I don't think it's stopping. Like, missionary's pretty standard, right? And we've all been there. But there's a few where they're like, no, no, no. And we've all done them. Mm-hmm.
Just as we've learned, don't take pictures of it and post it up on Facebook.
Sometimes
you do it.
Look, here's my theory. Sometimes you both want to see the TV. I'm not buying two TVs, so there's one behind me and one in front.
Right. People with sneeze fetishes are conflicted over the coronavirus.
I'm sorry, people with what now?
Indeed.
They were already conflicted.
On one hand, they love people sneezing, but on the other hand, they're really worried about the contagiousness, and that affects how much watching sneezes turns them on.
I want to know. My brother would have been the sexiest man. You know, everyone sneezes different, right? Some people, when they sneeze, you don't know they sneeze. It just goes... My brother, it's always three in a row, and they're loud as hell with a little bit of that Kermit voice, and they're like, it's here, it's here.
What sorcerer, sorcerer or magician can stop a sneeze coming on? I mean, that's one of those things.
It depends how deep it is.
I mean, you can try to hold it in, but you know it's going to come.
Have you ever had to sneeze and it hit you and you're actively chewing food?
Oh, it's awful.
Dude,
awful.
I mean, because you're not keeping that food in your mouth. No. It is impossible.
I can hold back the explosion, but it still tries to purge, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
So that's about as far as I get. I know I'm killing all kinds of brain cells, but I can do
it. Holding back a sneeze is like holding back that cough after you, like, smoke some dank stuff.
Sound like the cat about to cough up the hairball.
Outside!
Or when you get, you know, something stuck in your throat when you're on a public bus during the coronavirus and you really don't want people to be staring at you.
You do feel that when you sneeze around people. No, I do.
And I'm on a bus. It's like one of the worst places where everybody's kind of high tension because they're all too close to each other.
Do you get the look?
And I'm just breathing. And, you know, a little lint, whatever, comes into the back of my throat and just catches. And I... That was the hardest I'd ever held, and I had a long way to go, too. It was not a good time. Around 3 in 10 Americans have done home haircuts during the pandemic.
Oh, boy.
Either cutting their hair themselves or having someone they live with cut their hair. That includes 38% of men and 18% of women.
I can't imagine women being comfortable. I mean, because, guys, once we find something we like, or in the case of Ted and I, once you accept that you're bald, like, you stick with it, right?
Right.
Until the day you die. Women, like, every haircut seems like a different style, which is cool, experiment. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what woman would trust the person in her house, like, hey, because this is my experience with women, right? I had to get my haircut, and there's always a picture of, like, a celebrity, right, whatever the new haircut is. Mm-hmm. Try to do it like this. You can hand me anything you want. If it's not a picture of Fraggle Rock, you're not going to be. If you want the Fraggle Rock look, I'm your man.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think I'd have the guts to cut a woman's
hair. I'd be like, I'm not doing it. I don't care who it is. No.
My best shot is just to put your hair in a ponytail and then just tell me how much you want taken off. Right across the board right there. It'll be even, I guess. Let's see. A shoemaker in Romania created giant shoes that are roughly a men's size 42.
Wow.
For what purpose now?
To keep people a proper distance apart.
Dude,
you couldn't walk in those.
Even a clown, couldn't pull that on.
You know, here in the States, we just take tape and mark off. I like that his idea. Like, no,
everybody walks around. Everybody walks around like a scuba diver.
Exactly, like you got those big flippers on.
That was kind of funny.
I've been waiting for this day.
Walt Disney World is using people dressed as Star Wars stormtroopers to enforce social distancing. Now that's cool.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, I'm going to listen to a stormtrooper.
Hell yeah.
It just feels different.
You need to move back.
Okay. Cool.
Call in the boss when the Kylo Ren comes out.
There is people in costumes, guys.
Mm-hmm. You know Darth Maul, right? No?
Damn, Ted. A 9-year-old British kid with cerebral palsy was inspired by Captain Tom Moore and wanted to walk for charity. So he started walking back and forth in front of his house, walked the length of a marathon in 70 days, and raised $100,000.
That's amazing.
It's fantastic. There's an engineering student at Georgia Tech, and both of his parents are paramedics. He's been helping provide thousands of face masks to hospitals all around the country, and his team has also built 200 intubation boxes that protect doctors and nurses while they put people on ventilators.
Damn.
That's impressive, except for the fact that he went to Virginia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech. That's fine, then.
Paramedics in Winnipeg had their ambulance stolen.
They did.
They did.
You're about to hear from now. Okay. Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We will take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.